Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. Today, quintessential linchpin. Like we say, we do what is effective, not what's popular. Way more people need to sprint than actually do. We embrace it. We're sprinting today. Here's what we have for time. You're going to do 5 50-meter sprints, then 3 400-meter sprints, and then finally 1 800-meter run. You're going to rest as needed between each one of those. If you want, go find Linchpin Conversations number 140. It covers rest periods during interval training. You'll find it very beneficial. Last time we did this was on February 18th, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your times for each sprint as well as your rest intervals and see if you want to make an adjustment based upon that. Super Fitness Robot times for the 50s, 7 seconds or less, the 400s, minute 25 or less, and for the 800, 3 minutes or less. More likely time for the 50s, 10 seconds or less, the 400s, 2 minutes or less, and the 800, 4 minutes or less. Now, you might be a little bit above those times. That's okay. That's okay. You're out there moving your body, sprinting what's an appropriate pace for you, and you will improve. The effort is what matters. As again, because I'm sure you've watched the video entitled New to Linchpin, watch this first, which is on every Monday. These goal times, there's some flexibility in them. So if you're a little bit outside them, it's okay. Wild card, option number one, is we give you, in case you're going to do sprints today, on the rower. We've got you covered there. And wildcard option number two is in case you're going to do sprints on the air bike. We've got it all programmed in there for you as well. Scaled option, 5 50-meter runs, 3 200-meter runs, 1 400-meter run. And I say run, but it could be a run, it could be a jog, it could be a walk, it could be a mixture of all of those just to get to the end, and that's okay. Note down in the app how it went for you. What were your rest intervals and all that good stuff? And when we circle back to this, we'll make some improvements. Life will be great. The limited equipment option and the no equipment option are precisely the same as the workout of the day because we don't need any gear. We're just running. Accessory work, optional as always. Box jumps, 10 to 25 reps, not for time. Focus is explosive power. You choose the height, step down each time. Height should be appropriate, but challenging. But not so high that you're going to bust your shins. We don't want that. I want to know that you can make it, but it's an effort. That's one of three options, okay? You're going to pick one of these options. So option number one is either box jumps. Option number two is, if you have double unders, do 200 in as few sets as possible. Or the final choice would be you don't have double unders yet. You're trying to get them. 5 minutes of double under practice. So you've got three under the optional accessory work. Pick from one of those three if you want. And the other part of the optional accessory work is hang from the pull-up bar. Accumulate 2 to 3 minutes and just a hang. Great for stretch, great for some grip strength. Certainly does not need to be unbroken, which is why it says accumulate. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have calves and foam rolling and the hamstring stretch. Both of those are accompanied by a video. I don't think I said this yesterday at the end of Monday's training, so I apologize. I try to say this every Monday. There are some phrases we have at the end of every day. We mean them, and I hope you take them to heart. Remove ego. Embrace scaling. Be smart. Be safe. Support each other. Have fun. And post your results. And with that, I'll see you back here tomorrow. We are going heavy.